Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters Podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Hey friends, so this is a really fun one because I am actually chatting with you. You know, I know that you may be in the car, outside of Target, grocery shopping, who knows? You know, you guys are always doing something fun when I'm in your ear, and I really cherish the time we get to spend together. But for today's chat, I'm actually chatting with you from my guy, the Mr. Fellas studio. Now, typically, I make the trek down to the Dear Media Network studios in Los Angeles whenever I try to have these chats. But there have been times where, I'm not even kidding, I have done these chats from my closet using a microphone that I got off Amazon in between sweaters. And it's really great, you know, to have a fellow who's a fancy pants producer because he can handle everything from my podcast to my audiobook to my trap gospel album coming in 2030. Listen, you heard it here first. But realistically, it's just really nice because God's made sure that there's nothing that stands in the way of us having our time together every week. So I appreciate you being here because I've got a story for you. And this is something that I can honestly tell you, I've waited a really long time to address and to talk about. And it's because it has something to do with my kids, you know, and you all know exactly how I feel about the girls because frankly, you feel this way about the girls. We are protective of our children. We care about their stories, and we also want to give respect to all parties involved so that they have room to tell their stories on their own. And a large part of that is why in my book, which is available for pre-sale now, my memoir, Nothing Is Missing, you can grab it anywhere books are sold. I've actually chosen to dive pretty deep in the story of my girls from my, you know, side of things, the story of growing up, building a business, all of that, because, you know, I've said before, there are a lot of things that deserve pages, you know, and not just a couple of captions, you know, on social media. But I do want to start touching on a few things as I have been here. So I've talked about my health concerns. I've talked about my divorce and some of the issues I ran into in my marriage. You know, I've kept it high level, but there is something that I've actually never spoken about anywhere, and we're going to chat about it here today. So this week, unexpectedly, I suppose, I had a call from my girl's bio mom, and we call her the bio mom. We always have, you know, I've had my girls for 10 years now. If you're just popping in and listening to this one for the very first time, go back to episode 1 of season 1 of the Nicole Walters podcast, where I tell you the story of how I became a mom. You know, too long, didn't read. I adopted my girls from the side of a Baltimore City street after knowing them for 30 days. And that was 10 years ago. I am in all ways, shapes, and forms, you know, mama through and through. And, you know, the little ones that were 3, 11, and 14 are now 11, 21, and 24. So all that being said, over those 10 years, you know, I have made a point of allowing my kid's bio mom to not just maintain her privacy, but to act out and live her journey and not really share much about her. You know, I've never shared her name or her face. I've never shared any details about her or, you know, her background outside of the fact that she was struggling with addiction and that, you know, she, in my personal opinion, you know, was a victim and succumbed to sort of societal structure and systemic processes that are in place that really did not aid and support her in recovery from her trauma, as well as recovery from her addiction, because addiction is a disease. And instead, you know, she's spent a lot of time incarcerated and trying to pick up her life thereafter. And we partnered in raising these sweet girls because I was in a situation where I, you know, fortunately did not have to battle disease of addiction, you know, and I fortunately was younger and, you know, just had God positioned me to be able to be in a place to be a mother to these girls in the conventional sense. But there's one thing I always want to say, and that I want to say here now, their mother is always their mother. It's weird to say that out loud because I love my baby so much. I literally don't even know what it's like to carry kids biologically, but I think I've said before that if giving birth to your own kids is 100%, then I love my babies 99.999 because I don't want to take away from what that connection, that process is to have your blood flowing through your baby's veins. But I don't know if I could love them more than I do. I love them more than life. And for that reason, I really and truly have always really respected and had the deepest love for their mother. Now, I'd be lying, and you guys know how transparent I try to be here, if I didn't say that our relationship over the past 10 years has had its highs and lows. I'd also be saying that I, you know, and I think any adoptive mother out there, any foster mom, I mean, heck, anybody who's gone through divorce and had to co-parent with a difficult or non-present or neglectful parent can relate to this as well. Or a parent who has mental health issues or addiction or whatever. You know, I think anyone who has had to share parenting in a place where you must listen to another person who you feel may not be as readily helpful for whatever reason can understand that there are major frustrations that can come with that journey and that process over years, particularly because, and mamas, you know this, kids are kind of formulaic. Am I right? I mean, the only thing is that once you think you figure out the formula, it changes. So, you know that in the beginning it's eat, sleep, poop, you know, all the normal things, you know, entertainment. Then it becomes teach them a couple things, manners, society things, you know, clothing, habits, life things. And then it becomes teach them a little bit of social interactions, things like that. Then it becomes, you know, okay, we're late teens, we're early 20s. How do you want to show up in the world? What does that look like for you? You know, how are we going to apply the things you've learned? So needless to say, you know, things change and you hope you keep up. And you also hope you get to battle against, you know, the exposures they may have from the rest of the world. But nevertheless, you know, it's understood that there are certain things that must happen in order to have healthy functioning children. And when you co-parent, you know, which I guess is probably a version of what I did, especially in the very early stages meaning about 30 days, you know, with my kid's bio mom, you know, it's hard to have a parent that may not understand or have the capabilities for whatever reason to do that as well, to follow those systems and follow those processes. And I have to say, you know, my kid's bio mom, I am so impressed by her. And I admire her because more than anything, she did something that I can easily say I would never do. I would never do it. I could never in a million years give my babies to anyone, ever. And it's crazy because, again, you know, I'm not battling some of the things she's having, but I will never question if she loved or loves her children. She does. She loves all three of her babies very, very much. She has done her very best since day one with whatever situation she was in personally, whatever she was battling personally in that moment, to show up in the way best suited to that.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through a lot of family changes recently. You guys hear me talking about it all the time. And when I'm trying to manage my budget and make sure that I'm in a position where I'm saving and aware of every single penny, Rocket Money has really helped. One of the areas that I found was that subscriptions were draining my wallet. The average person has around 12 paid subscriptions, and they may not even remember subscribing to half of those. If you have no idea how much you're spending each month, you need Rocket Money. It's this great app that tracks all of your expenses so you know exactly where your money's going. I mean, this blew my mind when I found out, but did you know that over 80% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Seriously, think of how many free trials you've subscribed to that you probably never canceled. And that's why I'm such a big fan of Rocket Money. Listen, every single penny counts. We're putting kids back in school, and that means after-school programs, childcare, and bigger budgets for groceries. I need to keep track on things because there's subscriptions for everything, streaming services, fitness program, and I just can't keep track and tabs on what I'm paying for every month. And Rocket Money helps with that. Now, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just a press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/Nicole. That's rocketmoney.com/Nicole. rocketmoney.com/Nicole. Hey, friend. Do you want a quick back-to-school tip? You can cross everything off your list before the big day with DoorDash. You can stock up on supplies and lunchtime snacks all in one place. With DoorDash, you'll enjoy next-level convenience with delivery in the hour, making it easier than ever to get your back-to-school needs fast. All of your favorite retail, grocery, convenience stores are on the app, so you can shop everything your kids need for back-to-school. You can fill their backpacks, their bellies, and the pantry this back-to-school season. Back-to-school time gets me stressed. Why? Because I've got everything I need to grab. School supplies, lunchtime snacks, you name it. The longest list. And what's been helping save my life is getting this stuff brought to my door. Shop DoorDash to get everything you need for the back-to-school season delivered right to your door. Order now for stress-free back-to-school shopping. Use promo code NICOLE to get 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more at convenience, grocery, or retail stores on DoorDash. That's 50% off up to $10 value when you spend $15 or more, promo code NICOLE. Don't forget, that's code NICOLE for 50% off your next order. Terms apply. Friends, with back to school season in front of me, I am so busy, and the kids need new clothes, new stuff, and I just can't keep up, which is why I love Stitch Fix. Clothes shopping for your kids is a lot, and Stitch Fix makes life easier. Their stylists shop for the whole family, sending kid-approved styles at parent-approved prices. Let Stitch Fix do all the work so you can stay focused on your fam. I mean, listen, you know how it is when you've got teenagers, especially teenage girls. Their style's changing every day and they want to be in fashion. So if you've ever gone shopping with your kids like I have, you know it can be a mess. They're either wanting a cool Spider-Man shirt or a unicorn tutu, or they're getting fussy when you say no and they're a handful. I get to avoid the fitting room because Stitch Fix does all the work for me and my family. I get to save time on shopping, plus all of the try-ons are in the comfort of my own home on my own time. All I have to do is share their size, favorite colors and styles, and even what they're not into right now, because I do know my kids best. And with clothes starting at just $10, it's a really affordable option. You get 10 items in a kids fix, and I just keep what they like and send back the rest for free. You can try Stitch Fix today at stitchfix.com/Nicole and get 25% off when you keep everything in your kids fix. That's stitchfix.com/Nicole for 25% off. stitchfix.com/Nicole. You know, it's so interesting because I think that it's common that whenever people hear about situations where an addict has to give up their children or a mother who isn't capable in whatever season to parent her children, they really want to demonize that other parent. And I got to tell you that for me, it's far worse when you are a healthy, able-bodied adult who is or was involved in a child's life and you opt not to participate any longer and there's nothing wrong with you and you don't have anything going on. You're just choosing not to. That's really what needs to be demonized. You know, it's the healthy parent who has chosen to, you know, for whatever reason, selfish or, you know, personal, to just not participate in their child's life. That is something that I think our society should be shaming. And there's tons of that, you know, everywhere you look, right? But when you talk about the parent who, you know, really just isn't able to participate because their addiction has taken them over, but they do what they can to put their kid where they're going to be safe and where they're going to have enough, you know, I just really always want to celebrate that in her. And I can tell you, you know, one of the questions that often came up was, is she still involved in their life? I get that question 24/7. And I have to tell you, she's always been around. You know, and around meaning sometimes it might be a longer gap of time, you know, anywhere from a couple months to years. Other times you may hear from her regularly as every week, you know, and of course we're going to be realistic. You know, some of these things have to do with sobriety or they have to do with finances or they have to do with the amount of trauma or scenarios that are in front of her that she also has to juggle, whether it's her own health or, you know, death or other things, you know. And I can tell you one thing that has always made it very clear to me that she loves her children when she is in her healthiest space is that her baseline is her babies. Whenever she is well, she cares, she wants to be involved with, see her babies, interact. And I have to tell you, even the way she interacts with, you know, our littlest one, and I say our because, you know, she's we're moms together, you know, our littlest one is that she is interested in her. And you've heard me say this before, that whenever we wonder if we're good enough parents, if we're showing up enough, if we care enough, if we love enough, you know, the one thing that we have to remember is that if we're interested in our babies, then that is a good place to start. Do you want to know what's going on with them? Do you want to know how they're doing? Do we want to know who their friends are? Do we want to know what music they listen to? We may not like or care, right? We may not be Swifties ourselves. Come on, let's stop lying. We're all Swifties, right? No, but we may not be, you know, interested in doing every TikTok video or TikTok dance or whatever these kids are doing. But the truth is, you know, we still are interested in what's going on with them because we know that's what shapes them. And I can tell you that my kid's bio mom is very much that. You know, she asks questions about their school because she still tries to call as frequently as she's able. You know, how are they doing in school? And, you know, how's Daya doing with her recovery, my eldest? And, you know, is Chrissy doing well in college? And, you know, does Allie, you know, like her dance project? And she remembers things, you know, the best she can. And when she does visit, you know, and I can tell you she shows up more than I've heard some divorced dads, you know, show up in kids' lives. I mean, she really does her best, and she will always have a little gift, you know, whatever she can do. If she remembers Allie saying that she loves to crochet, she's going to bring some yarn for her, you know, and it may not be something that kids can understand and recognize as much until they get older, but as a mother, I definitely can see those things mean that your baby is on your mind even when your baby isn't in front of you or in your home. And that thoughtfulness is something that is healing and it's good for the child. And it's why, you know, I've always made a point to keep her around, you know, and I mean, and I don't have to, you know, just to be transparent, as the mother of my babies, you know, legally, you know, and spiritually, you know, we don't have any formalized, you know, rules around that, but we choose to, you know, we choose to be a family. And I've always seen it and I've always expressed it, especially to my little one, that we're lucky because more people in your life to love you is a better thing. You've never lost, you only gain. You've got multiple mommies and multiple daddies and lots of dogs and multiple homes. And just, you are just a girl who's so loved and so wanted that just everybody wants a piece, you know, because you're just the greatest. And it's really been a blessing, particularly for our little one. Now, I will also again counter that with addiction is difficult. And I don't want to minimize that for anyone who's listening and has suffered the trauma and the repercussions of having either a parent with addiction or a partner with addiction or mental health issues. You know, my older daughters have, and I also am saying this just in case my older daughters are listening to this or listen to this later, and I always want to honor their experience as well and validate it. They've seen and experienced things they never should have gone through. And some of that's addiction, some of that's trauma, all of it is choices. And my daughters, my older girls, you know, unfortunately have lived through things that people only have nightmares about. And it's heart-wrenching, it's sad. And as, you know, their mom, my God, if I wish I could take it all, I would. In a heartbeat, I'd carry it for them. But I know their mom still loves them. I still allow them as they're older, you know, out of full respect and honor to what I have not witnessed and been part of, to dictate the nature of the relationship they want with their mother. But it's just been a real blessing to serve as, you know, and I'm grateful for it. Honestly, it's been 10 years. I don't know what the next 50 years will bring, but to serve as a balanced intermediary, you know, I facilitate wherever I can. I encourage wherever I can. I contextualize, which I think is really important. Whenever something happens, to try to give them the balanced view of it, you know, honoring how they feel, but also honoring the fact that there are elements there they may not understand and things that their mother may be carrying. And I have to tell you, it has been for the better. You know, my girls are working through their pieces. They know they have a mother that's secure and always present and never leaving in me, but they also know that they have this other experience that they're going to have to piece their way through and work their way through and come to a level of healing that allows them to be aware of this woman.
With the kids going back to school, I am relying on Pillsbury to help me get dinner on the table quick, fast, and in a hurry. They're coming back from school and after school programs with a million projects, and I need to have my dinner prep ready to go in 30 minutes or less. I'm trying to keep these kids entertained and fed. They are eating through my fridge and they're also bored as heck. So I've been using Pillsbury Crescents to just pull together fun, easy recipes, and I find them online. Some of their favorites are their chicken bacon ranch crescent rolls. My kids also love the pepperoni pizza crescent rolls, and I throw some extras in their lunch or I let them grab a few after school. It's been amazing because I know that I can always find Pillsbury in the dairy aisle, and I can look on their website and find weeknight recipes that are as easy as fill, roll, bake. They've got delicious ingredients that transform crescents from being a side dish to a main dish. So with Pillsbury crescents, it's as easy as fill, roll, bake to please my picky eaters and move on with my evening. If you're looking to find more weeknight dinner recipes, head over to Pillsbury.com. You'll find some of my faves, and I know you'll find some more family faves. They'll make your weeknight dinner rotation simpler. Head over to Pillsbury.com to find more weeknight dinner recipes that are as easy as fill, roll, bake.
Friends, you know that I am always on the go, and with the speaking engagements and the book tour, gosh, I'm going to be in and out of hotels, and it matters so much to me that I am moving my body, eating well, and sleeping well. And with over 200 destinations around the world, Westin Hotels makes it possible for me to keep up my wellness routine while I'm traveling. So here's how I do it. I know that this sounds like a leap, but gosh, Westin has it figured out. So with Westin, I can work out the way that I want with a variety of fitness options to keep me going. So they've got top tier state of the art equipment in their Westin workout fitness studios. And they also have different groups that are run by the Westin's Run Concierge. It's a running guide who can help you explore local areas by going on a quick jog. But if you're like me, you want to do your own thing in your guest room. So they've got workout and recovery gear available on demand through Westin's gear lending program. Now, in between all of that, I gotta admit, I'm eating a lot of room service, but that's okay at Westin because they have an eat well menu. It's designed with foods that make sure that you meet your nutritional needs. And my favorite part of it is I can choose what's right for me based on a desired portion size and nutritional balance. That is such a big deal when you're on the road and you can't get a home cooked meal, but they've got top chefs that are crafting dishes with my well-being in mind. And lastly, when it's time for me to rest my head on that pillow, I know I'm going to sleep well.
I can recharge my body and mind with restorative sleep in Weston's renowned heavenly bed. That thing is like a cloud. I gotta tell you that at Weston Hotels, there are amenities and offerings that are aimed to help you move well, eat well, and sleep well, so you can keep your well-being close while away. I want you to find wellness on your next stay at Weston. Weston Hotels and Resorts is a part of Marriott Bonvoy, an extraordinary portfolio of hotel brands and an award-winning travel program.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This past week, we were really blessed to have a visit from the bio mom, and it wasn't uneventful. It was sweet, you know, and it was nice. And I'd be lying if I'd said that, you know, I think if you're an adoptive mom or a foster mom or even a stepmom, you know, who is in a primary parent role, you know, Alex, my Mr. Fella, has shared this before that, you know, he's a little protective over, you know, the little one. Because, you know, as the full-time daily dad, you know, who's doing all the dad work and showing up and truly being there for her in every way, shape, and form in ways she has never experienced before, you know, I think that he has some sensitivity sometimes, you know, when he's like, oh, you know, like the other dad, you know, popped up or didn't or is there for a visit or whatever, you know, like just those sorts of experiences. When something comes up there, he definitely feels a feel, you know, because you just, when you love, you feel, you know. And I had that too. You know, I'm 10 years into this and I am the primary mom that Allie knows, you know, when she thinks mom, she thinks me, you know, and I know this. But there was something about seeing her sitting next to her mom and seeing them share features, you know, or little habits or, you know, recognizing there are things there. There's a connection, you know, that is unique to them that on one hand, I felt so honored and privileged to witness, and I'm so grateful. I'm trying not to get emotional about it. I'm so grateful that she gets to have this, you know, and I'm taking pictures and taking videos because as someone who has an older daughter with addiction, I know that anything can happen. Anything. And so in watching these moments over pancakes and, you know, in parking lots and over puppies, you know, watching them laugh and hug and, you know, share stories. And I'm just snapping pictures so that she can have them forever, because when she gets older, I just want her to always know that she always came from love. No matter what the world threw at her, she always came from love. And it was because she's deserving and she's worthy and she's wonderful. And as complex as the stories you'll read in Nothing Is Missing can be, you know, and as difficult and challenging as some of those things will drop your jaws and some of those things will make you cringe and some will make you gasp, you know, as mothers and sisters and women and friends, you know, and internet aunties of these babies. But I can tell you that when you're raising babies in a collective, you know, with step parents and multiple dads and adoption and all these different pieces, it's so easy to feel like you're doing something wrong. And it's so easy to be scared to let people in. And it's so easy to worry about what that's going to mean about where you stand and about if they're going to be okay and their identity and their exposure. And there are so many things to worry about. And what I learned this week, as I reflect back on this time that we had and scroll through these photos and just see the brightest of smiles, and I see the joy and the security, you know, I feel like we secured her sobriety for another couple of years just from some of those hugs, you know, is that ultimately, if everybody is working in the best interest of these sweet babies, as we have so diligently and so hard for these past 10 years, that for these babies, nothing is missing. They have all the love in the world. They have a mother who's watching over them 24/7. They have a mother who, even though she may not see them, has them in her heart and mind. And no matter what, they're going to be okay. Love is actually multiplied. And I'm really grateful because in this particular situation, I know some of you have had questions about it and maybe experiencing it on your own. I have to let you know that it can work. It's messy. It's complicated, but it can work. So I'm excited for you. I mean, we're only a couple weeks out, and I think by now I'm coming up. If when you're listening to this episode, I may have already announced that I'm going to be on tour. So we're going to see each other in person really soon. I'll be coming to a couple of different cities around the East Coast, and I'll be hitting some cities in, I think, Texas and in Illinois and definitely California. And what's great is I actually think BioMom may be popping in on a few of those, which is really special, you know, because she's part of the family. And when you all are reading this book in just a matter of weeks, I really hope that you see the honor and the love and the gratitude, you know, that I have for my weird, wonky family. And I also hope that you see a little bit of yourself in it, your weird, wonky family, you know, and I hope you see a little bit of the possibilities if you're looking to build a family and know that it doesn't have to look a certain way for it to be very, very right. And if you're dealing with any complexities with co-parenting, because God, who isn't, right? I want you to know to have hope that sometimes there are seasons where parents aren't able to participate the way they want to, or they may not understand the value of participating the way they should. But know that things can change, and all that matters is that your kids know that they are seen and loved and heard. So thank you for taking time to hear me today, as you always do, sweet friend. Jump in the DMs and let me know kind of what you're dealing with and send me your best parenting tips. And above all else, if you have other people in your life who are loving up on your babies, I'm one of them. Make sure to give thanks because you are so, so deserving. Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram at Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week, and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.